views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. I'm trying to recover my system right now.
I'm not going to ask why.
Wow. Having issues this morning, and it seems like I'm getting it fixed here, but it might take me a few minutes to get everything done. With that said, I just got my email up and running. That's a good thing. We've got a bunch of cover in the show today. Let me see if I can get this here. Today is Sunday, December 29th. A couple more days in the year, and we're done.
And for this round.
On to 2020. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, and good morning to Ashley in there.
And
good
Ashley, morning. Our trusted producer, sound operator, and all-around great gal.
See, you say that, but I'm not sure you know it.
I do.
We do.
I don't just know it. I feel it.
Okay. Well, feelings are what really matter in this.
Feelings. Nothing more than. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try to recover my system. Let's get. Hopefully, we can get to the break here, and I'll send. Let me see if I can send some music out over here. I'm going to send you one song, Ashley, just to start it out with, or two songs to come back with here. If I can get, oh man, I swear this is really frustrating here.
Technology is so beautiful sometimes, isn't it?
When it works. So I'm going to send you two songs here. I should have this done already, but come back with the second song and then. Back in with the first, I guess, would be the way to go, how I got it set up. In other words, they're not in the order that I originally intended for them to be. That'll buy us some time here. Wow. We got a lot of stuff to cover. And
It never ends.
I mean, I want to play some videos today, and I've got some stuff queued up. And, you know, I think Q is the operative word.
And we do have a guest today.
We have a guest. I guess Lo Ponte will be on at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. He will.
And, wow, there's just so much to get through in this news cycle. It's ridiculous. But, gosh, I can't seem to get this stupid thing to work. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. I want to get a couple things out of the way.
Which part of it?
I mean, good grief. There's so much to talk about. It's hard to keep up. We're going into a new year. And in the new year, I mean, I see indictments coming down the road. It seems like there has been a turn of the screw, so to speak, of how things are happening out there. I'm going to play a clip, hopefully, from Bill Still pretty soon, and get this stuff. Everything's just repopulating just now. And maybe we should start there. Let's just play this clip real quick, and that'll give me some time to get everything up. And this is on the this is Bill Still. And he's talking about what just happened with the Washington Post. Let me get this on the queued up in the right spot. There we go. Close enough. And he's going to be talking about what happened with Rachel Maddow and the Washington Post, and where are we headed into this Barr investigation. So let's do that, and let's go for it. And then when we come back, we'll talk about it. And by then, I should have my computer up and running so we can get to the regular scheduled stuff here. All right, here we go. Here's Bill Still with the Still Report.
Good evening. I'm still reporting on the coup. You think the coup isn't falling apart? Well, here is the final sign that it is. Thursday's edition of the Washington Post bashed MSNBC host Rachel Maddow for not giving up on the legitimacy of the discredited Steele dossier and not apologizing to her audience for being wrong. Post media critic Eric Wimple, yes, the same Eric Wimple whose face graces the coffee mug given out as a prize to the winners of Tucker Carlson's quiz game, whatever that's called, noted that according to the Horowitz report, the corroboration for the Steele dossier was, according to the FBI, literally zero. According to Wimple, Horowitz wanted the public to come away with the impression that the dossier was a charade of a document. Viewers of certain MSNBC fare were surely blindsided by the news, if they ever even heard it. Maddow was a staunch supporter of the Trump-Russia conspiracy farce throughout. In March 2017, Maddow announced to her audience, "All the supporting details are checking out, even the really outrageous ones. A lot of them are starting to bear out under scrutiny. It seems like a new one each passing day." On May 3, 2017, she announced breathlessly, "Parts of this dossier passed muster, even in federal court, when the dossier was used in part to justify a secret FISA court warrant for U.S. surveillance on a Trump campaign advisor." A year later, as Fox News was discovering that the dossier was a total fraud, Maddow ran with the story that Special Counsel Robert Mueller had evidence that Trump lawyer Michael Cohen had traveled to Prague in 2016 to collude with Russians over the dossier. As it turned out, Horowitz reported 20 days ago that the FBI has determined that Cohen did not even travel to Prague nor collude with Russians. 6 months later, Maddow played a Fox News clip of Catherine Herridge interviewing Joshua Levy, counsel to Fusion GPS. He claimed that the Russians were helping President Trump win the presidency. He concluded, "The U.S. intelligence community has since found that that was the case." But it was all a lie, actually a huge net of interlocking lies, just enough to give Trump haters something to pin their hopes on for 2.5 years. But finally, 3 weeks ago, Horowitz released his long-sought report. According to Wimple, on the day Horowitz released his punishing report, Maddow chose not to focus on the integrity of the document that she'd once claimed was accumulating credibility on a near-daily basis. Here was Maddow's summation of the Horowitz report. They debunked the idea that the Christopher Steele dossier of opposition research against Trump was the basis for opening the FBI's Russia investigation. It absolutely was not. And, oh, by the way, no, there was no spying on the Trump campaign. When I was growing up in Northern Virginia, we called this type of desperate assertion whistling past the graveyard. Eric Wimple couldn't resist taking a bash at Sean Hannity, though. Conspiracists, including Fox News host Sean Hannity, had indeed argued that the dossier triggered Crossfire Hurricane. Well, perhaps, just perhaps, that was because that's what FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said very early on, Eric. And as it turns out, Hannity was 100% correct. But hey, this is the Washington Post, one of the two most important lefty newspapers in the nation. Wimple almost grudgingly acknowledged that overall Maddow's anti-Trump coverage was deliberately dishonest. When small bits of news arose in favor of the dossier, the franchise MSNBC host pumped air into them. She seemed to be rooting for the document. And when large bits of news arose against the dossier, Maddow found other topics more compelling. She was there for the bunkings absent for the debunkings, a pattern of misleading and dishonest asymmetry. Well, there it is, a huge poison pill that the Post was not happy to swallow, and so they gave it to their media critic to make the apology that the so-called news reporters couldn't summon the courage to eat. Probably the Post owner, Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos, ordered the editorial staff to get on the right side of the issue once and for all. This, my friends, is a huge tidal shift for the Washington Post, and the rest of the lefty media, both print and electronic, will surely follow suit, at least this far. Nope, James Comey is not going to win this. In the eyes of history, the die has now been cast. Trump was right all along. His campaign headquarters was bugged just weeks before the 2016 election, at least. It was a giant web of conspiracy of powerful, high-level DOJ, FBI, and intel agency officials, nothing less than a very complex coup d'etat against a sitting president, the most devastating political scandal in American history, an order of magnitude beyond the Watergate scandal, despite Watergate having coup aspirations itself that remains mostly unknown. Trumpers can hereby officially declare a huge victory beyond getting Donald Trump elected in the first place. The rest, as far as I'm concerned, is just cleanup. Getting Trump reelected is something else. That fight is far from over. Yes, the paid Soros bots on my comments section will continue to whine and moan that there have been no indictments yet. But when the indictments start, they won't be around to apologize either. I'm telling you, with the super embarrassing withdrawal of the Post from support for the primary tenet of the resistance, the Steele dossier, plus the signal made by throwing Rachel Maddow under the bus, now known as the Trump train, it's all going to collapse now. The rats have all jumped the ship now. We'll never have to suffer through another positive mention of the Steele dossier outside of the World Revolution Daily. Oh, there are still some delusional desperados in the U.S. House of Representatives who think they are powerful enough to still pull off Trump's ouster from office. But they will fail just as surely as the sun will rise on the morrow. Popcorn is now definitely in order. I'm still reporting from just outside the one-time rule of law capital of the world. Good day.
Wow. I mean, there was a lot there.
Yeah, there was.
I guess we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back to our caller, Dick. Stay on the line.
All right. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock, I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock, like a rock.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, your talk radio. I guess we've got a caller.
We do. We've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Linda.
Hey.
As you know, my wife, Frances, and I have a lighter home on Barrel Court, which is off South Bonneville. It's 3187 Barrel Court, and it's known as the Red Barn, and we're very easy to find. We have a lighted scene on the end of the barn, as well as lighted reindeer on a roof, and we're still operating our Salvation Army Red Kettle. We have the only kettle in Sassa County still collecting money for the Salvation Army. And a little history on that. The first couple of years after Christmas Eve, I shut the kettle down. But Gary Catt, who was on the city council, told me that he just, on Christmas morning, he called me and said that him and Linda just got back. They always go out of town, and he'd wanted to help, but he wasn't there before Christmas. I said, well, you want to go out tonight? I said, yeah. So we went out Christmas. I invited them for Christmas dinner. They had Christmas dinner with us, and then Gary and I went out, and we did every night until, including New Year's Eve, and I've been doing that ever since then. My lights come on December 1, they go off January 1, and all 31 days of December we have the red kettle out there. As you know, the last year was our best year ever. We collected $25,255, and in the last 9 years, I've collected over $165,000 for Salvation Army. If people like to come by, we're still out there, and we're glad to take your donation. We also have a cell phone with a card reader. We take credit card donations and issue. We have Apple Pay and Google Pay. So, or we take personal checks. You write a check to Salvation Army in the lower left corner, right, Red Barn Kettle, and bring the check by. Anyway, we're still open every night. Rain or shine or snow, we'll be out there, so please come by and help the Salvation Army. They need your help this year. And I guess that's about it. I want to wish you guys Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We'll be out there New Year's Eve also, the last night.
And thanks, Dick, for doing all of that, Dick. Yep, we appreciate it.
Anyway, that's all I have to say is Happy New Year, and let's hope 2020 is a great Trump 2020 year.
I think it's going to be an exciting year, that's for sure.
Okay, bye.
All right. Again, thanks a lot, Dick, for doing that. That's fantastic what he's done over the years.
Absolutely. So, speaking of Trump...
Which part of Trump are we going to?
Well, I was thinking about this, and, you know, this has been the year of the nickname since, well, I guess maybe the presidency of the nicknames, you know, and you look at all the nicknames that, you know, Trump has you know, labeled all of these people,
labeled
you know,
him.
Good or bad, left, right, you know, he's got some for himself, but, you know, they've actually got a Wikipedia, list of nicknames used by Donald Trump.
Okay.
You know, so they, you know, they've got on there, of course, for himself, the Chosen One and Mr. T and Tariff Man and King of Debt and your favorite president, Mr. Brexit, you know. But the ones that I like here, we got 1% Biden, Crazy Joe, Quid Pro Joe, Sleepy Joe, Very Slow Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Creepy Joe. It just goes on. He's got a whole list of them, you know, Bolton, Mr. Tough Guy, Moonbeam, Brown, you know, we go down to, you know, Elizabeth Warren, which is where some of my favorites actually are. You know, her and Nancy Pelosi. I was looking for Elizabeth
Warren.
Can
we say those on the air,
sure.
Some of those?
Well, maybe not. You know, you got Pocahontas, you've got the Indian, you've got Liawatha. It's just funny because, you know, the head clown Schumer, fake tears Schumer, crocodile tears Schumer, you got crying Chuck. Then we go to Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, pencil neck, corrupt Congress, sleazy Adam, Adam Schiff, Shift, you know, Bernie Sanders, the nutty professor, crazy Bernie. You know, we got Nancy Pelosi, high tax, high crime Nancy, MS-13 lover Nancy, crazy Nancy, nervous Nancy, the Beto O'Rourke, dummy Beto, the flair, cheating. Then we got Obama, cheating Obama, fat Jerry, highly conflicted Bob Mueller. wow. Some of these people, Al Frankenstein, that's pretty good too. You know, some of these, a lot of people, you know, have this impression that this guy, you know, is, you know, maybe crass, but I'll tell you what, this is such a breath of fresh air. I think this guy's the best president ever because he's disrupting the narrative. I mean, these guys have been, you know, the mainstream media, the politicians have been, you know, basically brainwashing the people for 50
years. And they don't have nicknames? I mean, come on. And they don't have any nicknames for him? I'm looking at one. 409 hilarious nicknames they've gave for Donald Trump. I'm just saying, you know, that they... You know, the other side of it.
We got Pete Boot. I don't even know how you say booty gig, or he's got boot edge, and then Alfred E. Newman. And all I'm saying is that these names are basically, you know, they're funny. They're to illustrate a point. But when was the last time we had a president doing this? And I think that's why he got in, is that everybody was tired of the same old crap, you know, of being lied to. When I was listening to a State of Jefferson program, Jefferson State of Mind, and they were talking, you know, you know, open carry stuff. You know, we've been brainwashed, and you can just see it. How many people are watching?
Oh, yeah.
You know, oh, gee, open carry. What will happen? Well,
oh, terrible.
It's
safety, you know, safety.
They've been doing this for 100 years, you know, since we got the
more than that, yeah,
the Federal Reserve in power. You know, obviously there's been propaganda forever, but the fact is that this guy's throwing a monkey wrench into their narrative, and I think that's just the best thing since sliced bread. You know, crazy Maxine, low IQ Maxine. and there's not one candidate that's going to oppose Trump at this point that can, even in my chance, have a prayer.
Well,
winning.
It seems like they're falling apart on the left with that, as far as who's going to even be there for the election,
and,
you know?
And I think that as you're starting to see this is coming together with you know, I've got a clip here of Bill Barr talking, and you know, he's you know, this is 45 seconds here. I don't know if we got time, but you know, here's 45 seconds of Bill Barr talking about and asking the questions on, you know, what happened, why did they pursue these FISA warrants after he got elected, after their narrative fell apart on the dossier. You know, this is all starting to come out. Trump the other day was, you know, yesterday I think it was, tweeted that why don't we investigate Obama and all the stuff that they've done. You know, what about, you know.
Yeah, go to the birth certificate and all that across, you know, the board with Obama.
I posted a meme, you know, let me get this straight. This is the dude, you know, the dude from the Big Lebowski. Let me get this straight. Biden blackmailed Ukraine with $1 billion in tax dollars to drop an investigation into his son, and the Democrats want to impeach the President Trump simply for asking if that was true?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the gloves are coming off, but it's also the we're starting to win the cyber war here, if you will, and we're starting to get this stuff out. Barr, I just you know, the report with the WAPO, the Washington Post, which is, you know, like Levin calls it, the compost. They're trying to front run the story, and you can see it coming. That's my point here, is not only is the narrative being disrupted, but they are now starting to look at front running these stories and throwing people under the bus because they know what's coming, and the rats are scrambling to try to get out of this mess. And we're talking treason. You know, we're talking trying to initiate a coup on a sitting president, you know, and the whole tactic of smoke and mirrors, which is, you know, throw up a bunch of smoke to confuse everybody and then turn the mirror around so they're looking at themselves, even though it's everything that you've been doing. Wow.
You're not supposed to look at it that way.
Wow. It's,
you know,
you can feel it. You can feel it.
Well, you can see and feel something is changing. That's for sure.
The chat room, take a shift.
there's some pretty good ones on there. I was looking at it.
Yeah, they're full of shift.
Deface the nation.
Yeah, bull shift. Yeah, there's you know. So
with I guess we need to go to a break. And when we come back, we should have our guest on the line. This is KCNR, 1460 AM. And 96.5 FM.
No disguising it, it really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my struggles and kicked in my face, but I've come through. And I need to go on, 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 on. We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I think we have our guest on the line here.
She's working on it right now. Oh. We had a little mix-up on the phone, so we will be getting him on. He's waiting. Just give Ashley a couple seconds to get through
right.
to him.
So with that, I'll give him a little biography here. Lo Ponte, he's got a diverse background, and he's been a reporter. He's an author, writer. Mm-hmm.
Wrote several books.
He's been involved in as a radio talk show host, 17 years of that. More than 300 radio stations have carried his national syndicated radio shows. He's got the book, I guess, The Cooling, I think, is his latest book. He might have others. Lowell is, very prolific when it comes to producing, books and articles and media and so forth. So,
yeah, and we've had him on before, and we're glad to have him back. Yeah,
this is the fourth, fifth, sixth time. I'm not sure, but he's becoming a regular on here. So.
and we enjoy it, and he is on the line. Good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. My eyes are still red with weeping, however, because Santa Claus, as you heard, was accused of committing a quid pro quo by giving Christmas gifts in exchange for good behavior by children. It was just terrible. And now that the Christmas gifts are given, did any of you get one of those Ancestry.com kind of kits where they look into your DNA?
No.
I've seen those, 23andMe or whatever. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. The Pentagon has just issued a directive to members of the military not to use consumer DNA kits because they pose a security risk. You remember those soap operas where some daughter is in an accident and has a blood test, and it turns out that proves the man she thought was her father isn't really her father, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of evidence you can get about people if you have their DNA, which makes you wonder, why is the government so frantic to get a sample of all our DNA?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, unless you're interested in finding out whether you're Indian or not, and then then you know,
they wouldn't misuse your DNA for anything.
And let's see, tentatively, the theme of my column next week, I may as well give you a slight preview of it. Already, I've written about how the government is out to decriminalize crime, how in California, for example, you can steal $900 from a retail merchant, and they won't go after you, the police won't, until you've stolen $950.
Isn't that insane? I mean, you're starting to see people that are calculating those figures, you know, when they're stealing stuff, you know, and you're seeing more and more people come in and ripping off stores, Walmart.
Yeah, well, now what we know already, the left is busy trying to abolish prisons for almost all people, to decriminalize crime, to abolish the citizen's right of self-defense by having your ability to protect yourself. But now, the new thing, according to City Journal out this week from the Manhattan Institute, is the left now wants to abolish the police altogether.
Yeah, that's going to go. That's going to go well.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, after all, the police would enforce those horrible laws that we might not like or that might discriminate or might be terrible, and therefore we can't have laws, so we can't have police to enforce them. I mean, it's quite logical in its way if you're insane to begin with.
Yeah, if you're insane to start with.
Well, but see, they've gone crazy. It's official. I've been saying it for months. It's totally official that the left wing, the communists, the Marxists, the socialists, take your pick, have all gone completely nuts. And it's now official. I mean, there's probably a Wikipedia page explaining the problem.
Well, they're abolishing at least the citizen defending end of government altogether if they get their wishes. But they're going to raise taxes catastrophically. I mean, we're going to have wealth taxes for the first time if Democrats get elected. We've had income taxes before, but you could find a way not to have income. But can you find a way not to have wealth? I suppose they're going to make that inevitable for us. But after all, it's the wealthy who provide little islands of freedom in the society that can set up things like the Manhattan Institute or the Cato Institute or so on, where freedom of thought can still exist. And if you do away with the wealthy so that the government has all the money, by the way, even though they want to redistribute the wealth, have you ever met a politician who wanted to redistribute the power the government has?
Isn't that the same thing?
I never have, and yet power is one of the two coins of the realm.
Right.
Oh.
Well, that's what causes you to, I mean, basically they just change the rules to suit their purposes, and it's arbitrary. They can do whatever they want, is what they're looking for. You know, there's us and there's them, and as long as we're them, and or they're them and we're us, then we...
Well, like Congresswoman Maxine Waters, one of our favorites, said about impeachment, that it is whatever Congress says it is, there is no law. And now you have Texas Congressman Al Green, another Democrat, who started out by saying we must impeach Trump because we can't beat him in an election otherwise. He now has said there's no limit on the number of times we can impeach Trump. No matter how many times it's voted down, we could just turn and impeach him on some new pretext over and over again.
But they can't get rid of him is the problem. They're not even sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate. So, you know, and I heard they were even talking about impeaching Pence. But I think this thing is starting to turn around. I think these guys are in panic mode. I think Durham and Barr are going to, you know, there's going to be a change of the perceptions of a lot of these people pretty soon, in my opinion.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, I certainly feel that way. We all feel that way. But they're engaged in an exercise where, for example, they could wait till after the election. Trump could be reelected. They could then turn around and accuse both Trump and Pence. You notice, by the way, that Adam Schiff has begun attacking Pence. If both Trump and Pence are removed simultaneously because of Russian interference, guess who becomes president?
Yeah, I wonder if Nancy has I wonder if she's got a dog in the hunt on this one, because I think that is showing the kind of desperation that they're feeling here, because, I mean, when they're so desperate to get rid of Pence and Trump to get Nancy into power, I mean, they got to be feeling, because they got nothing. It's like you say, they're impeaching. They got no crime. They got nothing. And it'll just fall flat in the Senate. So, I mean, where are they going with this charade?
I would disagree with you on only one point. There is crime here, indisputably.
The only thing is
it's committed by Democrats.
Yeah.
It's committed by Joe Biden's son. And now it turns out, from investigation, Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Jr.,
yep,
was also involved in an energy company and went to Ukraine in 2017.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little clip on that later from OAN that, yeah, evidently, and his reasoning for going there was that, you know, he was talking to all these high government officials about soccer.
Well, that's comforting. I wonder if he went on Air Force Two the way Hunter did. Isn't it encouraging? Of course, they say the fruit never falls far from the tree. So is Joe Biden really the exemplar who made his son what he is, someone who could be thrown out of the Navy Reserve for cocaine use, for example? We don't know.
Well,
but it's certainly not an exemplar of anything we would want as president. God help us.
Well, and like I say, I think the worm's turning. You're starting to see that evidence. This WAPO report or article that's throwing Rachel Maddow under the bus now, I think they're trying to front run all this stuff that's coming out that they can't stop. You know, I've got another article about the data breach down at the DNC that they originally tried to pin this on the Russians, and evidently NSA experts have been saying that it was an internal hack. So I think we're back at Seth Rich if we're not looking too hard.
But when you go back and look at the big picture, we have to remember it wasn't just Hillary Clinton who paid for the dossier that was used to illegally surveil Trump. It was also the DNC.
Yep.
In other words, everyone who is now trying Trump in the House or tried him and filed impeachment, every one of them is directly associated, is in collusion, in effect, with an organization that funded this illegal activity with a foreign country to interfere in America's election through Russia yet. So why haven't they all recused themselves? In fact, why haven't they all the Democrats resigned at this point?
Yeah,
that's
a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, where are we going? I think that, and I think also there's some big news coming on the horizon here with Obama. You know, when we look at this too, Obama evidently gave a Pearson Publishing a government contract worth $350 million for the work to create the Common Core text for his administrative education initiative. And then he just got a book deal for $65 million right after he left office.
From the same people.
From the same people. That's not a quid pro quo, is it?
No. And with that, guys, just hold on. We have to go to a break. And anybody that wants to call in, have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
When the road gets dark, if you can no longer see, let my love throw a spark and have a little faith. Me. And when the tears you cry are all you can believe, give these loving arms a try, baby, and have a little faith in me, and have a little faith in me.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vents, and duct cleanings. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, and great bumper music. We're here with Lo Ponte, and we're talking about all things political in this crazy political...
The truth of what's going on out there.
...season. I mean, unbelievable.
We don't have to be limited to politics.
Well, we can talk about anything we want. This is our show.
And with that, where would you like to go? What would you like to talk about?
Well, a couple of things. Chris Cuomo the other day was interviewing Eric Metaxas, trying to attack Trump's Christianity yet again. And lo and behold, that is, Chris Cuomo was doing that. And he said, interestingly enough, that Trump's real sin was that he, quote, he put himself before the collective.
Yeah, wow, that's a telling statement, isn't it?
Now, understand, the collective, that's the difference between progressivism and liberalism or American conservatism, who believe in freedom, individualism, and so on to a large degree. The collectivism of progressivism means the individual counts for nothing. The individual can be stomped into the dust. The individual is just there to serve the collective and to be defined by what collective groups he or she belongs to. You know, are you black? Are you lesbian? Whatever. That's how you're defined, not as a unique individual creation of God. So we have CNN once again acknowledging that it is part of the collectivist philosophy of communism. But in China, what they're doing with this, they've come to realize that even though they're scared to death of Christianity in China, because there are now more Christians in China than there are members of the Communist Party.
Wow.
It's quite stunning to them. Protestant Christianity has been skyrocketing in China. So they have decided under new government dispensations this year, they are going to redefine Christianity. They are literally, as the Communist Party, going to say it is a crime to have a Bible unless it is an official government-style Bible, which includes praise for communism, praise for Taoism, praise for Buddhism, and so on in it. So that Christianity will be remade into a totally different religion, and then that religion will be tolerated by China. But it will not be recognizable in the West as Christianity.
Wow, that is
so,
that,
except by the Vatican.
You know, that is so amazing when you think about it. I mean, how you know, you go back to when the first Bible was printed. You know, prior to that, I guess it was King John, I guess, declared himself head of the church, and then they printed the Bible, and everybody go, well, wait a minute, Jesus Christ is the head of the church. You know, so now we're going to go through that same type of deal again with China, where the I wonder who the head of the church is going to be after
it's
they get through.
Interesting you say that because one of the changes they're making in the Bible. Is where they might have had a picture of a saint or of Christ previously, there will now be a picture of Xi Jinping or Mao Zedong.
Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, that's the kind of guy.
They'll include that forcibly in the Bibles and other Christian literature. So it'll be interesting. This is the new communist way. They're doing it in the United States, too. They're trying to redefine and destroy Christianity here as well. And Judaism. I mean, what, five Jews attacked just this weekend with a machete by apparently a suspect who has been just arrested in Harlem in New York City, 50 miles away. We'll see if this is yet another person influenced by the Democratic Party becoming an openly anti-Semitic party.
Wow.
But I certainly wouldn't be surprised by that.
You know, I mean, would you be surprised at anything anymore? I mean, whether, you know, it's a Muslim or whatever. I mean, the whole idea that the state, see, I was just doing a test the other day on online to get my recertification for preparing
for taxes.
And basically it was an ethics course, and the ethics basically said, well, you know, this whole ethical moral thing of, you know, like don't steal, don't lie, you know, that's overridden by legal ethics, because legal ethics,
because we say so,
because the state tells you that it's wrong, you have to make sure that is above your moral ethics. Because otherwise you can't hold your license.
How interesting.
Is that not interesting?
And of course, the other deviation from reality we're going to see this year is we have finally achieved deepfake reality. That is, in Hollywood and elsewhere, they now have so perfected creating fake images or fake video, they can literally take an image of Donald Trump and have him endorsing the Democrat. For example,
yeah.
And most experts would not be able to tell that the entire thing had been photoshopped and faked.
That's scary.
That's very scary.
New technology, and Bill Hader, Hader, I guess is how you pronounce his name. He does impressions, and he's like an ex Saturday Night Live. Well, there's a YouTube video of him where he's doing impressions, where he actually turns into Arnold Schwarzenegger and actually turns into Robert De Niro while he's doing his impression. It's like whoa, but that's what you're talking about. I mean, they could yeah. pretty much doctor anything.
They've tried to fake a lot now, but they couldn't make it stick. I mean, imagine if they can make it stick. If it's so realistic that most experts will, of course, the experts will be with the National Security Agency and so on. They'd make it stick. Anyway.
But they have to control all the media.
For the new year, I have a gift for you guys.
Oh.
And when I say you guys, I mean everybody listening right now. You not only can get a copy of Craig Smith and my seventh book, Craig, you see about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. Our seventh book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. You can get a free copy of that, and you can get a free copy of our new mini book, our long pamphlet on China's top secret war with us economically. You know that most you government employees listening right now, part of their pension or their life savings are being held in accounts where part of the deposit is invested in Chinese companies that may not even really exist. But that's what they've done to us economically. Anyway, it's a very interesting paper. It goes into a lot of what's squirrely about China, as I was suggesting. You can get all of this absolutely free and postpaid. Will not cost you a penny, just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
And what's the name of the book again, Lo?
That before I forgot.
What's the name of the book again, Lo?
Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Wow.
And we go into a lot of the history of collectivism and how it's acted in the European Union as well as here. I mean, the parallels between Trump as a figure and fighting to by Britain to exit from the EU are very, very similar.
Well, you know,
they were doing the same thing. They were abolishing American law. They were carrying out what amounts to a giant gerrymander. In our case, it's the Obamamander, where they have stretched the borders of the U.S. to include all of Mexico and half of Central America.
Hello?
That rather changes our electoral base. Yes.
They're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour, but can you stay with us after the hard break, and we'll pick it up on the other side?
Oh, well, for you guys, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Taliban say they've agreed to a temporary ceasefire nationwide. It would provide a window during which a peace agreement with the U.S. could be signed. That peace deal would allow this country to bring home its troops from Afghanistan and end an 18-year military engagement there, America's longest. The Trump administration wants any deal to include a promise from the Taliban that Afghanistan will not be used as a base for terrorist groups. President Trump is making his mark on the federal courts.
Since Donald Trump took office, 187 new federal judges have been confirmed by the U.S. Senate. In 2016, one of his campaign promises was to put more conservative judges on the federal bench. At a recent White House event celebrating his judicial appointments, the president said he remains committed to nominating judges who interpret the law based on the Constitution and fighting left-wing judicial activism. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An American astronaut has set a new mark for the longest space flight by a woman.
NASA officials say Christina Cook has broken the 288-day record set by former space station commander Peggy Whitson. The 40-year-old Cook, who's an electrical engineer from Montana, has been in space since March 15th. She's expected to spend a total of 328 days on board the space station. Before breaking the endurance record for a woman in space, Cook set another milestone as part of the first all-female spacewalking team in October. I'm Shirley Antler.
The suspect in the Hanukkah stabbings north of New York City has been arraigned on charges. He attacked five people. The man pleaded not guilty today. Bail set at $5 million. The police have identified him as Grafton Thomas of Greenwood Lake. He's accused of stabbing and wounding five people as they gathered last night at a rabbi's home to celebrate the holiday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Volkswagen is stepping up its electric car offensive.
The German automaker says it will reach its goal of 1 million e-cars a year by the end of 2023. That's 2 years earlier than planned. The announcement comes as European carmakers get ready to meet tough new limits on emissions of greenhouse gases by 2021. And the only way to do that is by selling more battery cars. Volkswagen is getting ready to sell its ID.3 model. It says will find mass appeal thanks to its low price and long range. That said, battery cars have only been a niche market until now. John Scott reporting.
Major League Baseball says it is committed to protecting minor league teams a day after Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut warned of possible congressional action if the organization follows through on minor league contraction plans. MLB has proposed a contraction plan and involves one of the teams in the state that Blumenthal represents. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's news about the Newsim.
It opened in 2008, just in time for the economic recession that devastated American newspapers. Now Washington's Newsim is shutting down for good on Tuesday. It's a private museum dedicated to exploring modern history as told through the eyes of journalists. Administrators are proud of their work, but found it difficult to compete with a city full of free museums while they charge $25 for an adult ticket. The Freedom Forum, an educational foundation that's been running the museum, says it will find other ways to continue its work, like smaller traveling exhibits in airports and regional museums around the country. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 29th. It's the 363rd day of 2019. There are just 2 days left in the old year and in the decade. On this date in history, 1170, Thomas Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, slain in Canterbury Cathedral by knights loyal to King Henry II. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
State. Your talk radio, is it raining out there yet? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't looked outside, but it's on its way.
It's supposed to be raining at 7 o'clock this morning. Wow, let's get back to our guest. I'm sure they're going to hear some callers, but we're just looking at some of the stuff in the chat room. And one of the things that's in the chat room that's just I find amazing is that they're talking about the California registration,
voter
registration has no option for Republican. It has, I'm looking straight at it, if you want to register with them, you have American, Independent, Democratic, and Libertarian, and evidently they've taken Republican option off the new voter registration in California. Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
What?
Yeah,
we're looking right at
looking
it.
Right
yeah,
at it. I mean, I haven't verified by actually getting a voter registration, but I'm looking at a copy of it right here. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? So how does that work? How can that even be legal? How can that be anything? I mean, we'll have to do a little homework on this to make sure that the information we're getting is accurate. But I'll tell you what, it's a pretty good source.
Now, am I mistaken? Have they basically eliminated party identification? I mean, they've created it in such a way that you could nominate two Democrats to run against each other as the top two candidates.
Yeah.
From primaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, I would understand it if they eliminated all party identification for all parties.
Well, it says...
they're not. They're apparently being their usual prejudiced selves.
Yeah, it says, I am currently not registered with a political party, I request a vote. This is...
And then earlier,
I don't know, I'm
a
off.
Measure where Republican was defined as a fascist party or a communist or
I don't know what happened.
Far right party.
I don't know what happened there, but
We went off the air for a minute. We lost
the headphones.
That was the last cycle when they did that.
Oh well, this just says I request.
They've been doing all kinds of squirrely things that are obvious ethical violations, if not legal.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's got to be a problem here. This is requesting a vote by mail ballot. And if you're requesting the vote by mail ballot, and this goes feathers right into their ballot harvesting. And we got a caller on the line, Lowell. Jimmy.
We've got Jimmy on the line.
Yeah, let's hear what Jimmy has to contribute. He's the one that brought this up in the chat room.
Yeah, it's my fault, folks. Me and my wife, we always scan this stuff, and we were looking at the Q post, and this came up.
and one of the if one of the pitchers there is actually a Shasta County pitcher with Kathy Darling's name on it from the Shasta County Clerk's Office that has no Republican registration on it. So, yeah, I know we got to verify this, but this is pretty serious, to say the least, because
yeah.
Do you remember they wanted to take Trump's name off the ballot?
It looks like it's statewide.
Wow.
Right. So, I mean, not only have they, did they want to take Trump's name off the ballot, now they want to take the whole Republican Party off the ballot. So, yeah, we need to look into this. I know we need to look into it to find out if this is really true, but I think this is happening, folks. This is scary.
That's very scary. And DMV is the one that has got a bunch of these that are processing ballots?
Right. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to go down to the county clerk's office and talk to them about this. And I'll let Carl Bott know and you folks know. So I'm going to do it.
Please let us know what you find out.
Yeah, because that's insanity. I mean, how can they get away with it? There's still a lot of Republicans in the state of California, despite the fact that the population is swelling in Idaho. So, this is you can't just do this. These guys are lawless completely. I mean, at what point in time do we have to revolt or something? I don't know.
Maybe do. Yeah.
No comment, but it's kind of scary because, I mean, I watched 90% of the of this impeachment trials, and it's the same story. They're just running roughshod over our whole
system.
The
Constitution. I mean, yeah. Absolutely, it just is crazy that they think that they can actually get away with this. I mean, I don't know.
All right, folks. Well, great show. I love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jimmy. We appreciate it. And please let us know what you find out.
Yeah.
I will, absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
Cool. Go ahead, Lowell. I didn't quite hear what you said.
No, I'm just saying I'm as dumbstruck by this as you guys are. There does seem to be no limit whatever to what they'll try to do. I mean, it was bad enough when they put into law, two, 3 years ago, ballot harvesting, which has been made illegal in most states because it's such an open invitation to state to a voter fraud.
Well, and it's pretty much a fact and a proven fact that that's what they've been doing in California. They send out, and they're going out and harvesting these empty ballots off of people's. They go out to their houses and they collect the ballots up, and then magically we have so many more voters than are actually registered in the first place.
Oh, it's truly astonishing. And, of course, at the DMV, they've had this policy now where you will be registered to vote unless you specifically ask not to be, and you will be registered as a resident, not as a citizen.
Well,
but nevertheless, you'll be put on a registered voter list.
If you remember that clip from Obama back in the day talking about the illegal aliens to go ahead and vote in the election, I mean, he said that right on TV, that there was going to be no prosecutions. Go ahead and, all people worldwide basically should vote in our elections. I mean, he actually said that. And so, what this is a takeover of our country with the voting blocks that are coming in from, Mexico or wherever in the world through this ballot harvesting. Now, will they get away with it? I think that somebody's going to put a stop to it at some point. But
I used to have a Republican congressman, and after 2018, don't, precisely because of these ballots from nowhere. I mean, along the San Diego coast area where I dwell, and a little bit into Orange County, there were many Republicans who won on election night, and then suddenly this flood of ballots from nowhere overwhelmed them days or even weeks later.
So our Padawan is saying that it's a mistake they can rescind and accept the it's all just a big mistake.
Sure it is.
I don't know. I think
but
the feds,
this is very disturbing.
I think the feds are going to have to step in on this, Lowell. I mean, I just don't see anything. I mean, our Secretary of State, who's supposed to be in charge of the elections, isn't. I mean, who's the Secretary of State? Padilla now? I mean,
And
they're all in cahoots up there in Sacramento. I don't know if this is just a test case that they're trying in other states. Let's get rid of the Electoral College. Let's do ballot harvesting, you know, and then we can have these big population centers on the East and West Coast just run everything, and we need to go back to work and shut up. I guess that's the plan.
Yes, or it could be the state attorney general, who, thank God, is no longer Kamala Harris, but it's certainly someone in her general imprint.
I think it's Becerra now.
Yeah. God, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's, I don't know, I take your pick between the two. I mean, who's worse?
Probably Becerra, actually.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if you're saying that somebody's worse than Kamala Harris, I mean, he's probably tutelage under Karl Marx.
Yeah, Becerra is one of these if you speak English Press 2 kind of people. I mean, it'll be just glorious if he is. But then again, this is what George Soros is doing all over the country.
Right.
He's electing these people to statewide office or big city office like Philadelphia, who are just ultra-leftist. That's why we're now decriminalizing crime in so many places.
Well, I think that's part of Barr's investigation, is what I've seen, is they're actually looking into Soros as well, who's behind a lot of this stuff, and trying to take over a country is actually kind of illegal, I think, last time I checked.
Well, Soros, in two different interviews in his life, has basically announced that he is God in human form.
Wow.
And that he is taking care. The other thing is, he once was talking about what it was like to be a young man growing up, a Hungarian. He was growing up during World War II. And his father decided they would vacation in Nazi Germany. And they were going through a gate in some wall, and the gate said, "No Jews permitted." And he pointed that out to his father and said, "Oh, we can't go." And his father said, "Oh, that doesn't apply to us."
Wow. Hey, listen, Lowell.
That's what Judaism means to George Soros.
Listen, Lowell, we have to go to a break.
Yeah. So can you hang with us for another segment? Awesome. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops' can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Wow. Yeah. I mean, we're all over the planet today, but it seems to have sort of a theme. Where were we?
Well, with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Kay.
Hi.
You have a question or comment for our guest, Kay?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You're on the air. You're on the air, Kay. Go ahead.
Hi. There was something that came up that was in the news, I think it was like in early December, and it said that the nonpartisan people can vote for, or the independents can vote for the Democrats in the primary, but they won't be able to vote for Republicans in the primary. And I've been trying to track that down and see why the Republicans allowed that. I mean, to me, it seems like it makes the you know, you're on an unlevel grounding there.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, with the supermajority down here in Sacramento, I don't think they care what the Republicans have to say. And we don't have any disruptors. I mean, you look at the Republicans that are in power right now in the North State up here. I mean, these guys aren't down there fighting them. They're reaching across the aisle.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to be kind to them and to make them understand them, and they're never going to.
They don't care.
I mean, it's a different kind of Democrat than we used to have.
Well, they don't care. The Republicans don't really care. They got their little power seat, and they don't really care. And
right.
Even if they did care, they can't do anything about it right now.
I've been busy with something else, but I've been trying to look into it to find out why they did that. And I mean, I think that we need to try to make the playing field a little bit more level.
Well, I agree, Kay. What have you got? Anything you want to weigh in on with here, Lowell?
Well, if I understand Kay and she's right on this, she may very well be. That would mean that two Democrats could be picked to run against each other in a primary, and the Republicans would not have enough votes even to put a candidate on the ballot, in effect.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah,
which is a pretty grim situation. But of course, it's been grim for a long time in California. God, I remember when I was back around 1963. I was a callow youth working in the assembly in Sacramento for a nominally Republican assemblyman. You know, a Rockefeller Republican from the 73rd district then, and they just bent over backward to cooperate with the Democrats. In fact, Jess Unruh took me under his wing, and I was just one of his fair-haired children as a Republican aide. Hmm. So that was endearing.
Wow. You know, it's just interesting. And if we go back and look at the policies that have been implemented for the last 30, 40 years in California, I mean, this place is turning into a third world sewer.
And I'm on the California Secretary of State right now trying to pull some information. And it says it has a certified list of the candidates for the primary coming up. But when you click on it, you can't get any information right now.
Yeah, that's convenient.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So I am researching some of it right now to see if I can get anything.
Well, and the Republicans have gotten a lot of the independent votes.
One power.
Go ahead, one at a time. The Republicans have... Go ahead, Kay, and then Lowell. Go ahead, Kay.
Okay.
Well, the Republicans have gotten a lot of the independent votes, you know, and so it's going to really hurt them. Hmm. And especially for Trump, you know. So I just think it's something that we need to be aware of, and we need to find out why they did it and if there's anything we can do to change that before the February or the March primary.
Go ahead, Lo.
If I understood you correctly, though, you were saying they wouldn't be allowed to vote for a Republican, but they would be allowed to vote for a Democrat as an independent.
Yes.
Or as of a minor party. Back in those days in 63... the Republicans had one power and only one in the assembly, and that is you needed a two-thirds vote to pass a budget. And they had just over a third of the legislature, so they could have some influence by holding up a budget. But then the Democrats got that voted away by the people. It's for the children initiatives.
Well, and that's
that two-thirds requirement.
That's one of the reasons, because we have so little representation up here, that we're trying to split the state. And, you know, that's getting more and more traction, and it's not going to go away anyway, because the state of Jefferson is all about getting representation, which we have none in Sacramento. And I think as things start to develop, you're going to see more and more people stepping in on this one, because it's a legal state split. You know, it's constitutional, Article 4, Section 3, I believe. But you're seeing Washington State trying to split the state, New York, because these big population centers with the redistricting that happened back in 64 have turned it into the population centers controlling all the rural areas across the country. And people are having, you know, they would love to do this with the Electoral College, which stands in the way of the president, but they've been doing it on a smaller scale with the states.
Oh, I'm all for the state of Jefferson, obviously. I'm also for the very weak movement some libertarians push down in San Diego and Imperial counties toward Calizona. That is, we leave California and join Arizona.
Well, they were trying to push to join Mexico down there, too, for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, these things are wonderful exercises. The problem the Democrats have, of course, in simply seceding is that, what is it, 45.6% of the state of California is owned by the federal government.
Yeah, that's a problem.
All the national forests and military bases and so on.
Well, they're not supposed to own it either. It's supposed to be the states, but yeah. I mean, that's interesting.
No, but in order to secede, California would have to pay the federal government for all that land.
Hmm.
And the bill would be a little more than they could bear, I suppose.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. This whole thing is just crazy. You know, the federal government is not supposed to own all the land in the first place. It's supposed to be controlled by the states, you know, the forts, the ports, and all of that stuff. So you've got government out of control at every level. I mean, are we going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle, I guess? I guess that's the real question.
Well, remember, the idea of people like Jefferson in the early days was you can't eliminate government. You can only pit one part of government against another part.
Right.
And try to hold them in.
Yeah, that's
so in other words,
separation.
The federal government, if it wanted, could to some degree control the state of California's behavior.
Well, and that's the separation of power.
But I mean, California now has one-third of all the welfare recipients in the U.S.,
right.
At least one-quarter of all the homeless people. I mean, we've basically made it a government-dependent state, and once that's the case, how are you going to get the votes to turn that around?
Well, it's going to implode is what it's doing right now. I don't know about getting the votes to turn it around, but I think that's why the state split is almost a necessary thing. And the Democrats don't want it because, you know, that's going to give, you know, more conservative representation in Washington, you know, in the Congress and the Senate.
Sure, but the northernmost part of the state, the southernmost part of the state, don't like the Los Angeles-San Francisco-Sacramento axis. The eastern part of the state doesn't like it, along the mountains and so on.
Sure.
So, therefore, you really only have the range from San Francisco down to a little bit beyond Los Angeles that is this leftist monstrosity.
Well, there is a court case about representation in the courts right now that's arguing that they have to change the representation rules and redistricting because of the lack of representation and the guarantee of a constitutional republic at the federal and state levels. We'll see how that is. It's being slow walked in the courts now, but if that gets up to the Supreme Court, that could change a lot of things in California, and it's getting no media play, but it could really, from the federal level, change things across the board.
That would be wonderful. Of course, as you were saying earlier, one of the difficulties is that what Republicans there are in gerrymandered districts.
Yep.
Because they will take an area that could hold three congressmen or three assemblymen or whatever, and they dump all of the Republican votes into one district, which then the person who's the Republican in that district has a job for life.
Right.
It's just heaven on earth for him. But it gives away two districts to the Democrats by doing that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the big push for the state of Jefferson in several different ways is because under the equal footing doctrine, we go back to the same status that the 13 original colonies had and start building from there. And that's one of the big pushes for these state splits is because you get to basically wipe the state slate clean and start over.
It's some appalling number. I had it in an earlier article I did, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But it's something approaching half or even more than half of all the land west of the Rockies is federal land, because they made it conditional on any group that wanted to have their own state. You'll have to give us a whole lot of land before we'll permit that.
Well, I'll tell you what, that we are circumventing the intent of the Constitution in a lot of different ways, and I think, but we're seeing this basically a cyber war pushback across the board now, and I hope we can turn this around. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Let's just hope it's not a train.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. We're potentially in a civil war situation either way, because the welfare recipients are not going to want their welfare cut off.
Well, let's talk.
They've been taught they can even eliminate the middleman now. They can just go into a store and steal what they want.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the money, morality, and the machine.
Before we get to that, unfortunately, we do have to go to a break, and then we can we'll have the a whole segment to talk about that. So this is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
I'm kind of a big Van Morrison fan. I like just about everything he does. Anyway, we're back, and wow, where were we? The book. Let's talk about Money, Morality, and the Machine.
I already ordered mine.
Did you already?
I did during the break. You betcha. I called the 800 number.
I'm going to have to do that myself here. I got the number written down. Again, that number is 800-630-1492. If you want to get a free copy of the book, I'm assuming that it will be signed by Lowell Ponte, if I hope my assumption is correct.
Oh, gee, I don't know if I can promise that or not. Since it's coming from Phoenix, and I live in San Diego.
Oh.
But
usually you have to send it back to him.
Well, that'll work.
What?
Yeah, I think I've sent them back to you, or sent to you, and then you signed them and sent them back.
Oh, you could certainly do that.
Oh, we could start selling those books, huh?
Yeah, we could. And with that, before we get to the book, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I've got an announcement, and then I've got one of these ballot things sit right here in front of me. The announcement is, I'm going to be on next week with Linda. I don't know if I'm going to be on from 10 till 12, but or 11.
We'll figure it out.
Yes, and we're going to talk about Measure A. And I wrote a letter. I'm hoping that's going to be in the paper. And I've got a lot of thoughts why this isn't a good measure. And I want people to call in and think it is, and we'll argue a little bit. Now, sitting in front of me, I've got a little a postcard thing that's got to be mailed back by the 3rd of January. Mark your single ballot choice below. You have the choice of being nonpartisan. You have the choice of being American Independent Party. You have the choice of being the Democratic Party. And you have the choice of being the Libertarian Party. If I do not respond by January 3rd, I will not get a ballot that includes presidential candidates.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I was just pulling up, Nick. I'm glad you called in
that's
because I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Who do these pompous asses think they are? I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that the last time when Newsom was elected, we had the choice of two Democrats, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, because they eliminated everybody else in the primaries.
So I wanted to ask your guest, this is kind of off the wall, but it seems like to me that a lot of these shootings and things that go on, like on these synagogues where people are going in there with machetes and stuff, I think they are actually terrorist attacks, and our government just doesn't want to say so. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, they're absolutely domestic terrorist attacks. We may eventually find that some of them are actually Manchurian candidate-type attacks or even more planned than that. But the political left now believes it can use more and more violence to settle things. In fact, one of the scary things is about a third of young millennials now believe that violence against the rich may be justified. That was from a Cato Institute study.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Well, and this is intriguing. I could do a long dissertation. In fact, I have several times. On the implications of going after the rich.
Yeah, why
it's outright absurd. For example, suppose Bernie Sanders were to say that black people should not exist. I propose that we impose a confiscatory 97.5% tax rate on them to make their survival impossible. Now, that, of course, is not something Bernie Sanders has done, per se, about black people, but he has done it about rich people. Why is that significant? Because there is now ample scientific evidence for something I wrote more than 10 years ago in the Wall Street Journal, which was the hypothesis that being rich is partly genetic. As I jokingly said, have you ever noticed how wealth runs in families? But now, at King's College London, at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, and at other schools around the country, for example, the Duke University School of Medicine in North Carolina, they are finding that there is a genetic correlation of 37% to 48% in the tendency to be entrepreneurial, the tendency to identify new business opportunities, reported Inc. magazine, is now an active part of scientific research and appears to be in your genes. So in other words, if attacking a rich person, you see, I began with a simple hypothesis. Republicans are told they should go along when Democrats say, we want to declare it a hate crime, a thought crime in effect, if someone attacks a black man, a Jew, people with other characteristics like that, that are more or less inborn. But now we have this interesting situation where it turns out that the one crime they never include among hate crimes up till now has been class, has been rich people. It now turns out that being rich has a genetic component. And so being rich is kind of like being black.
Wow.
And when you attack rich people, you are arguably attacking people for an inborn genetic tendency.
Well, you know, it also begs a couple of questions as well. I mean, where are the lines? When you say rich, does that mean that if you make over $100,000, you're rich? Or is it $75,000? Is it
$150,000? Yeah, who decides what's considered
rich? Who's making all these decisions? And then, let's take the...
If you have $1 more than me, you're rich.
Yeah, exactly. And let's take the black thing. If there's white people in your family, I don't know, like the last president, are you black or are you white? And does that mean that if you've got to get rid of the black guys, that if you're half white, then you're okay?
Yeah, who's making the call?
You know, and then
it's much more complex than that. For example, take the average, statistically, African-American. That person will have between 14 and 27% white DNA because of the long slavery tradition of rape of slave women. So, in other words, if you give reparations to an African American for what he suffered in slavery, you're also giving reparations to the DNA of the wealthy slave owner.
Wow.
There's a little complication for your fact.
One of the chat room guys is saying that the last shooting in the Jewish market was done by black militant group. It's like, you know, this whole thing is just is out of control across the board. You know, whether you're, I mean, I think that if you're attacking rich people and you're saying it's genetic, there's also a factor of education involved. And I think that the reason that the rich, you know, go on for generations a lot of times is because they make sure that they educate their children a little better than the rest of the people. You know, I mean, they send them to certain places to get certain education to where, you know.
Well, they don't send them to public schools and get them indoctrinated.
Nowadays means that you teach your children Spanish and your grandchildren Chinese. Because that's betting on how history appears to be going at the moment.
Wow. Wow.
But there, yes, of course you. I, in fact, once when I was a callow youth, I dated a girl who would inherit a quarter of all the NBC affiliates in the San Francisco area, that kind of thing. And I remember she always said to me, you realize whatever revolution happens, within three generations, people like us will be back on top.
Well, there is a cycle
in
there.
At the time, William Styron's book, Nat Turner, had come out, you know, this leader of a slave rebellion in the South. And she said, well, I mentioned it to her, and she said, oh, well, I've read the book, but it's wrong. It says Black Turner, Nat Turner was black. Nat Turner was not black. My family owned Nat Turner. And she actually went upstairs and brought down the slave records to show me that Nat Turner had been recorded as the son of the white overseer on the plantation.
Wow.
I mean, that's what being a family that stays in power generation after generation may be all about.
Well, and, you know, that kind of brings me back to money, morality, and the machine a little bit here. Because, I mean, when we're talking about, you know, the Nixon closing the gold window in 71 and ending sound money, you know, this family of the money changers seems like it's been going on for a long time. And I think that is the root cause of just about every problem we have in the long term as far as this manipulation of government, manipulation of the currency, you know, and it promotes a class society where there's them and then there's us.
Well, that's an easy way. I mean, anytime you can play divide and conquer games with people, you can rule them. That's how the British Empire operated. You take a piece of land, you deliberately set it up so that two warring tribes, warring with each other, are on the same piece of land in general, and then you just play them off against each other. And you, as a tiny minority in the country, therefore stay in power. It's amazing. Britain at one point was ruling one out of every four people on the planet, including the United States.
Wow.
So, the pre-United States, the colonies.
Right.
So it's interesting to see the skill they bring to that. Now, what they've been doing in Europe is, back in ancient Greek times, the philosopher Plato wrote a book called The Republic. Plato, by the way, was a slave owner, but why bring up trivial things like that? A whole lot of interesting people in history were slave owners that the left would not like to talk about. But Plato proposed a utopia led by a little handful of philosopher kings who were superior to the rest of us, who were trained to think like philosophers, and who would then control everything in your life. I mean, they would control not only what you ate, what you saw, what you read about, what you could discuss. They even controlled what music you could listen to. A lot of this excellent bumper music that you play is also revolutionary, lest we forget. So that became the ultimate inspiration 2 centuries ago to a movement in Europe, a kind of edge of the Enlightenment, or what was the Enlightenment, that we now call progressivism in the United States, the essence of which is to hell with God. We don't want any God or any religion ruling us. We're going to set up our own establishment. We're going to have our own elite of leaders who wear white science coats and things like that.
and are purified ideologists, they are going to do away with any belief in individualism, because the individual, after all, means nothing. We are going to create a collectivism. That's why in the last hour I was telling you how Chris Cuomo had said that Trump's real sin was that he had violated the collective. He had dared to say the U.S. is more important than global government, for example. And this movement called progressivism, which was going to set up a heaven on earth, a new Eden, where we would all live in perfect egalitarianism, this movement metastasized into communism, socialism, Nazism, fascism, in this country, progressivism, and of course, globalism, the idea that we're headed toward a global government. That, of course, was intolerable in Europe as the left took over, and it was intolerable to leftists here. Because how can you have a nation like the United States influencing and controlling so much of the rest of the world just because its freedom made it richer and more powerful than other nations? So, for example, our book, this is what you were talking about, Money, Morality, and the Machine, looked into where the European Union came from and why the British suddenly opposed it. They opposed it because they woke up one day and realized that 63% of all the laws and regulations governing Britons were not passed by their legislature, by the people they'd elected. It was passed by bureaucrats in Brussels. They were being governed from Brussels, and their ability to control their own borders against immigrants was being controlled from Brussels. Now, a writer in England, Frederick Forsyth, best known as a novelist, author of The Day of the Jackal, The Odessa File, and so on, is also a journalist. And he decided to look into this. And what he found, to his shock, was that much of what we now call the European Union was conceptualized and brought into being by a French philosopher and political operative called Jean Monnet, M-O-N-N-E-T. Is that me?
No, I'm not sure what happened there.
Nick was on the line until just now.
We need to go to a break, Lowell, last break, and then we're in our last segment. So we have about 10 minutes to the end of the program.
I'll tell you what Jean Monnet said. It will shock you.
All right. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy. Loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I'm a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My hero.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. We're here with Lo Ponte. This is the last 10 minutes or so. Actually, a little less than that, about 8. Go ahead, Lo.
Yeah, we get to find out now.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel guilty. I've just been hogging the show.
That's all right.
That's why we have you.
Well, in any event, Jean Benet, it turned out as Forsythe went into his private notebooks and looked through them, he found this interesting passage by the fellow who created the entire base for the European Union. Europe's nations, wrote Manet, should be guided towards the superstate, that is, the European Union, without their people understanding what is happening. This can be accomplished by successive steps, each disguised as having an economic purpose, but which will eventually and irreversibly lead to federation. Close quote. That's the scheme behind the European Union, the idea of which was we're going to wipe out nation states, there will be no more European countries, there will just be Europe as a major step toward having a global government. And by the way, the advocates of the European Union now say that even though they were not paying their dues to keep NATO fully armed, if they are pulled out of NATO, if they're pulled away from the European Union, even an inch, they're going to respond by forming an EU military, which can be used to prevent future countries from leaving.
Yeah, that,
they're going to make sure the door is slammed so there can never be another England that gets out.
Hmm.
And that will be an interesting exercise. The point is, you have to remember about progressivism that it is not just an ideology, although it now is behind every major ideology on the planet. And that is, it is really a pseudo-religion. Marxism, for example, is a religious cult. It acts like it, it thinks like it, its leaders are jealous gods, and they intend to destroy all other religions, just as they intend to destroy all nation states, as they dissolve us into a one-world system. That's how China is transforming religion in China into a basically nationalist exercise.
Well, look at North Korea. I mean, that's what you're talking about. They can't have you looking to another god, and so they become god, and the arrogance and the hubris of these people, you know, their one-world government that they're looking for. I mean, and who's going to be at the top? I mean, you know, if you're in North Korea, I guess, you know, the Sun Dynasty or the young mentally ill, I can't remember their names, they're strange names. But at the end of the day, it's just a few people controlling everything.
Absolutely, yes. And you and I don't amount to much. What they will do is an interim step. We will, of course, not have jobs anymore. We will be taken over by robots. The robots will be taxed. The tax on the robots will be used to pay a kind of minimum stipend of about $1,000, $1,200 a month to each of us.
We'll just be chattel.
Gathered together in an apartment building will be just enough to keep us alive, but of course, we will not be having many children. You notice the millennials are way down on childbearing. Well, that will eventually take care of the human problem.
Right.
And well, we'll then just ultimately have serfdom all over again.
That's what this is all about. It's all about slavery. It's war chattel. You know, I mean, maybe the Georgia Guidestones are involved, and who knows, maybe the Bohemian Grove. Who knows? But we're out of time, Lowell. Yeah. We got about 2 minutes left, so maybe give us a little on your book, and then we got to go, and we really appreciate you being on the show.
Well, this is the essence of the book. The book has many varied things. It explains why Alexander Hamilton, who is known as the founding father of the national debt, was really a disaster and an opponent of immigration in the U.S., though he himself was an immigrant. Why he's worshipped now is because he was a big government guy.
Big bank guy, yep.
Yeah. We have a whole chapter called Totally Devoted on how you are losing your right to vote in all kinds of different ways that you may not even be aware of.
Wow, that's
we have a whole chapter called The Trap, on all the different traps they're using to basically suck away your money and your financial freedom in this country. It's a very diverse and interesting book. Of course, our seven books act like one big book, and you can get that just by calling. And we'll pay the postage and everything. It won't cost you a penny.
Wow.
By calling 800-630-1492. Good to do it now instead of writing it down and setting it aside and then losing the scrap of paper. 800-630-1492. And that would be a great way to start the new year.
Hey.
By the way, as I said, our prediction for the new year, you're going to see these videos that are utterly unbelievable because they were made up. And yet they'll be so credible, so perfect a duplicate of reality, that
wow.
no one will be able to tell what's real and what's false anymore.
Wow.
Well, they're going to cut us off. We want to thank you again for coming on, and we'll have to have you back in the future once again. And you have a good new year, and be safe.
And you too, and thanks for having the courage to be a beacon of light to the people there.
Thanks, Lowell. We appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
With that said, those who know who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Has left it full of tears, crying for the day.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.